Well, here was a headline a year ago today. Man dies after medical incident during police interaction. That was what the Minneapolis Police Department wrote in a short, very incomplete statement. The man was black, his name was George Floyd, and he did not die from a medical incident. A jury determined last month that he was murdered by Derek Chauvin, a white policeman who knelt on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes while his fellow officers stood by. And everyone around the world knows what happened next. A phone video taken by a brave 17-year-old launched global protests and a call for racial reckonings. Let's check in where it all started a year ago in Minneapolis with Resma Menakem, the Minneapolis-born and raised author and therapist whose work centers on racialized and transgenerational trauma. And Resma, we've spoken before, but, you know, this day, what's the general feeling today?
Well, it's a feeling of grief. It's a feeling of the work is not yet done. It's a feeling that justice hasn't been served. Maybe some accountability has been given, but justice hasn't been served. And we need to double down on our efforts to make sure we usher in a living, embodied anti-racist culture. And that hasn't been served yet.
Yeah. Well, you talked about creating spaces, safe spaces in Minneapolis for people to go to, maybe even someone's parlor. Are people doing that?
Yeah. What I've been seeing in terms of the people that I've been holding, but also in the communities, that people are much more, especially in the black community, are much more geared towards turning towards each other and not on each other. Remember that just because we got a guilty verdict does not mean that the brutality of white body supremacy has gone away. So people are starting to gather together. People are turning towards each other and really trying to usher in a different type of reality for us, not just in Minneapolis, but all across the nation and across the world.
Yeah, how is trauma showing up? It's interesting, completely different, but I was thinking how where we are, or at least I am here in Boston, you know, a year after the Boston bombing, the day almost feels sacred, but also it brings back, you know, for a lot of people. Yeah. What about there?
Yeah, so one of the things that I've been hearing a lot of people who have lost children due to police violence, one of the things that I've heard them say quite a bit is that, you know, they love the support, you know, the things that in terms of people rallying around them. But what happens a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, when they're actually going through these anniversaries and these remembrances? Are people still reaching out? Are people still holding them? Are people putting their arms around them? And so I think, you know, we have to think about this in the long term as opposed to the short term, that that the people in our community will need support from here on out.
Look, a recent Associated Press poll showed that 61% of black Americans say Derek Chauvin's conviction hasn't changed their confidence in the criminal justice system. They don't have much. We're reading the police department in Minneapolis, which you worked with in the past, is woefully understaffed, demoralized. Have you spoken with Minneapolis officers about how they feel?
Not the police department, but I've spoken with individual officers. And one of the things that's happening now is that we forget that, you know, racial justice and, you know, violence and gun violence in communities are, and police accountability are connected hand in hand. Communities, black communities across the nation don't feel comfortable in interacting with the police. So therefore, when we need the police, we don't reach out to the police because we don't see them as an asset. And I think what's happening now is that, you know, because of, you know, Chauvin and also the increase in gun violence here, there is a point where people are saying, you know, we need to make sure that we heal from this stuff. And the police, people don't have confidence that the police are willing to actually take the step forward in terms of accountability. So.
Well, but then you have people like longtime black activist Sandra Samuels. She's part of a group of residents who sued the city over police shortages. She says, we need the police. So there's that as well.
We're not a monolith.
Yeah. Minneapolis trauma expert Rezmin Menachem, his wonderful book, My Grandmother's Hands, on this, to some, very sacred day in Minneapolis, a year since George Floyd was murdered. Rezma, thanks so much for touching base with us. Best to you.
Thank you for having me.